Hello.
Ira calling in. My long-distance provider just this morning arbitrarily dropped completely our long-distance service so I can make no calls. So I'm using my cell phone, which means I'm not going to be able to take minutes because I have only one hand. Have we got Till on?
Don't know. Well, it's just you and me, it sounds like.
And he sent a reminder. Okay. Hang on a second.
Sweetie, that phone line is open, so instead of diddling with email, you could try dealing with print.
Get your bill to hand before you call him. My wife's trying to figure out the phone company.
Is the call being recorded anyway? I suppose the minute thing you were talking about.
Yeah, there is the recording. Hopefully we won't have too much content here. Let's see if I can manage to create a source file.
Hello?
Hi, Till.
Hi, Ira.
This is Ira, and Hintac is on, and my stupid phone long-distance provider just arbitrarily discontinued my service this morning. I have no idea why, so my wife is now trying to call them. But as a result, I am using one hand, and I'm not really able to take minutes.
Yes, because you're on a cell phone now. Or what?
Yeah, and it doesn't have a speaker or a headset or anything. So I am now very slowly typing with one finger with one hand, but this is not going to yield minutes much. What all do we have to talk about today? Our agenda is pretty firm, right?
This is the yes, that's true. The agenda is more or less set. The joint sessions they have agreed on with the positions where they are, and so everything I think is perfect.
Oh, the LSB and the driver back forth
have
agreed with them where they are?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good. Mike Sweet will be glad to hear that.
So Mike can have his day on Friday.
Yeah. Yep.
So he can somehow try to get to convince the LSB people that someone will do the work on the Cubs part, or whatever he wants to do with the LSB people.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he just, I think he wanted to know for planning purposes for Cubs.
Yes. Because one thing is, the LSB requirement for printing did not change after 3.2, because the LSB people never put some work inside to add some new testing stuff, new documentation, and so on.
Okay. So, did Google ever reply to you further?
No.
Printing?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a topic on cloud printing next week, next Wednesday, during the PWG face-to-face meeting it's actually in Camas, Washington, but near Portland, Oregon. We have not had further feedback from Google, although the fellow who's the PWG secretary, Paul Ticote, is in touch with IBM architects working on cloud computing and may have some feedback from them, because they recognize that printing is a problem too for cloud computing.
Yes. Yes, and when no one comes up in terms of mobile printing, perhaps we can take the session for cloud computing.
Yeah. Well, I will see. You know, they're related topics, but we'll see. Is Peter on or George? No? Okay.
I've also sent a reminder half an hour ago. But
yeah, I saw that. Thank you for doing that. I was just on my way out the door to go do some business and realized that, fortunately, thanks to your reminder, that
yeah,
the teleconference
is right. Wants to dial in.
When does the Google Summer of Code student application start to happen?
The applications have started this Monday.
Okay, so the students...
Nothing came in yet in the first 2 days, but students apply rather late than early.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends by, I think, Friday next week.
Okay, yeah.
8th of April. Oh, it's Thursday. Yes, Thursday next week. And important to say is also that the Friday and the Monday, that in many countries, one of them or even both are holiday. Due to
In Germany?
Yes, in Germany even both. I think in the U.S. it's the Monday, I don't know.
Well, in UK, I think it's this Friday is Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Lots of places are closed this Friday. Google Summer of Code applications are open until next Thursday?
Yes, until April 8th.
So the uptake of students, I think there's probably about a week or something for deciding which student to take and which not.
Yes, I think it's longer. I think it goes into the summit time. So
yeah,
we can do our last decisions during the summit.
Yes, I think that's my impression as well.
I think it's 3 weeks or so with which we get to decide on which students to take and which not.
Okay.
Well, it's useful to have all these things going on together.
Yeah, it's confusing. I'm a really bad typist with one finger. Okay. But I have made a note here to my in a bit of notes that Google Summer of Code applications are open until Thursday, 8th of April, and then we have several weeks to decide and accept students, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Linux Foundation has more project ideas listed than in the last 2 years. We have project ideas which are good for 16 students, the whole Linux Foundation.
That's lots more than previous years.
Yes. I think last year it was 11
Yeah.
Now.
Till, have you found out
who's that?
Just signed.
And Peter speaking. Finally, sorry.
Did you find one code which allowed you to call in with this conference system?
Yeah, I tried about six of the pre-dials that either didn't connect or I don't know what, but now it finally happened, so I'm there. Anyway, keep going with what you were talking about.
We were just talking about Google Summer of Code.
Okay.
And the applications are now open, and they are open until Thursday of next year. Next week. And then we have Linux Foundation has several weeks to decide on the applicants and to accept the students. And the Linux Foundation, did you say, Till, on the order of 35, quite three times as many ideas this year?
16, not 35.
16. all right, I misheard you. Sorry. Okay, so anyway, more than previous years, which is good. No, and that's not all just open printing. That's the whole Linux Foundation. And the other good news, Peter, is that both the driver backports and the LSV groups have accepted our proposed times for the joint sessions, so the schedule is now firm for everything for open printing.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm glad you came in just now. I was just asking, Till, has anyone had any luck with getting a WebEx or other web conferencing system for the meetings?
Not yet.
No, I've reminded by the meeting again to have a look at it, and my at least check if they're really supporting Linux, not just by looking at the conference, the passive part, but really broadcasting, but it looks like it's that is supposed to be a really cross-platform, but yeah, of course, trying it out is something else, I would say.
Yeah.
But first,
well,
we need a host, really, of some commitment from a big company to say, yeah, we within our budget for WebEx, we host this thing, actually.
Yeah, we're running a bit short of time to figure that one out. But I hope we can. If not, we're going to have a teleconference throughout all 3 days. Is that right, Till?
Yes. And this is simply this number.
Okay, the usual regular open printing number. Well, that's good. And that may well be what we have.
It will be one continuous recording for each morning, for each afternoon, and for the one evening session. After the conference, there will be 7 recordings.
Right. The evening session. I need to write myself a note on my calendar about that too to remind me that that's the Thursday evening. And before you came on, Peter, we were just commenting that neither open printing nor PWG have had any more feedback from the Google printing team, from the Google Chrome team, so we don't know if they're going to attend either the PWG meeting next week in Camas, Washington, near Portland, Oregon, or the Open Printing Summit the week after.
Mm-hmm.
And If not, we may use the topic, we may use the mobile printing topic for cloud OSs, or we may use it for other topics that we want to talk about that we have people present to talk or on the phone to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll kind of, I think we'll hold the, we'll keep it there in the schedule in hopes that they come, and we'll see if they come.
Yeah, I guess now is also about the time to do that last shot of personal invitations and reminding again about that, what is the thing?
So you mean now reminding people from distros and things like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
anybody who really would like to have there and either yeah. they live down the bay or work down the bay or they might turn up anyway at
So do you think we should send reminders yet this week or that we should do it the beginning of next week?
Maybe beginning of next week when it's really... Yeah, this week it's, I mean, next is Easter. I don't know how big that is in the U.S., but I think it's holidays time for the next couple of days.
So that's part, yeah, since practically no one in big companies is working this Friday because of Easter. So, Till, I would suggest sending out the individual reminders and reminders any way you can think of doing it next Monday, if possible.
Yes.
That would be good.
Mondays till Easter?
Well, I'll just call in for a few sessions. Most probably.
Okay. So we don't have any other things to change. I think we maybe could.
I hope it works with the individual reminders. I hope there are not too many joining their Easter holiday trip with the trip to the printing summit.
Oh, they won't be. No, because they don't take their families to the printings. I doubt it.
Have the families go back.
Easter is this weekend. It's not next week. It's this week.
Yes, and the thing starts only on Wednesday. And yes, that would. There should be enough space.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our printing summit is not next week. It's the week after.
Yes.
PWG meeting is next week.
Yes.
Oh, and I have news, Peter Hintech, Till. The PWG meeting in August is going to be the first week of August in Denmark. A software vendor in Denmark whose name just escaped me, but I will send the note out to you. But this is now confirmed, and at least 8 or 9 U.S. participants from PWG have committed that they will travel, and therefore the decision has been made that it will be in Denmark.
Okay, well, that's
which
a lot colder.
Would allow people to think about attending. So I will keep you posted on that, but I had suggested that if it did happen in Europe, a few of the open printing people from Europe might be able to attend, who find it much harder to come to PWG meetings in the U.S. And as is always true, PWG meetings are open to anyone. You don't have to be a member at all to attend. And because it is a hosted meeting, hosted by one of our member companies, there's no meeting fee at all either. And in fact, I believe there will be lunch provided on at least one of the days.
Very useful.
It's going to be...
Yeah, maybe my question straight away is for Ira. What do you think, for instance, I could achieve there by going there? How could I don't know, would it help to make propaganda for the print dialogue or for how the whole help explaining how the whole print system is?
I think the open print, the common print dialogue would be a really interesting presentation, and it would be a real good opportunity, since we aren't doing joint meetings with the PWG anymore. That's what we could easily carve out some time for open printing topics, including the Common Printing Dialogue, a demonstration of the Common Printing Dialogue, maybe a discussion of Linux and Unix and open printing in general, other open printing topics besides Common Printing Dialogue. And I'm quite sure that with this lead time now to August, it would be welcome. And if you, Peter, and Till, and perhaps Hintac could attend, and perhaps a few others from Europe who are based in Europe, that would be really good, because it would be an opportunity for some discussion together, and also because the PWG is the major new project that the PWG is just about to take up is called IPP Everywhere, and it's specifically a profile of IPP, including several required print document formats that would allow mobile printing from any mobile device to any printer, with one standard universal print driver for each, document format, PDF or JPEG or whatever. But that will be a major topic, and then we are now in the process of reviewing the charter, which should be approved within the next month for that project, but that will be the high-profile work of the PWG and of the IPP working group in this coming year.
Mm-hmm. Just remember that you might want to know that about four of the Ghost Group people are actually based in Europe now. There's Tor Anderson is in Germany, I think, and Chris Ken Sharp and Robin in UK.
Maybe we could get GhostScript people there. And conceivably, by talking, the host, by the way, is a company called MPI Tech, which is a printing software firm, I think, managed print services.
That might be slightly picky, difficult, I don't know. Depend on what they make.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Depend on what they make, they might be competitors to Artifacts.
My darn phone is doing really bad voice quality. What did you... Try that once more.
They might be competitors to Artifacts. The company behind GhostScript.
Oh, competitors. Ah,
is this artifact company making a window?
No, I don't think so. I think they make managed print software.
Oh, well, in that case, they might be.
I'm pretty sure they could become
business partners.
Yeah. Right. They're in Bogsværd, Denmark. Denmark isn't a very big country, so I imagine that means they're fairly close to Copenhagen. And it's August 3rd through 5th are the dates.
Yeah, I think we need to, it's good to have early morning. Yeah, I would like, if we're going to have an open printing presence, that it's clear why we're going there and... how we can help and build understanding between the PWG and open printing, and maybe think again what is happening. So it's also important then to understand again what kind of company people are there, apart from the ones now turning up for the printing summit, and see if it's all worth our while and also the expense to turn up there.
Most of the companies attending will be printer manufacturers. There are three or so, for software vendors, and then, of course, both Microsoft and Apple, who are operating system vendors, are very active. I think I mentioned at a previous planning teleconference here of ours, but if not, Mike Sweet is the new chair of the PWG, the entire organization, as well as being the secretary and one of the two editors of the IPP working group. So we have, you know, really significant support from and participation by Apple in the last couple of years in the PWG. Apple is hosting the December meeting of the PWG later this year. I'll send a note. There's an RSVP survey about whether you're interested in attending, you know, a Survey Monkey, a survey, an online survey about attending in August. It's probably early for anyone among us to make decisions right now, but I'll forward information as soon as we know more about it, but I'll forward the link that has the name of MPI Tech and exactly where it is and so on.
By the way, are you going to be able to make it to San Francisco?
No. I hoped to, but Samsung travel money is exceedingly tight. I thought I was going to be able to come to San Francisco, but I am not going to be able to come to San Francisco. I'm disappointed, but I can't do anything about it. And I sure can't do it on my own dime, because I'm only working one-third time for Samsung, and I'm not earning enough to be able to make trips.
That's a shame.
Yeah, because also the, let's say, the break time in San Francisco can be used to already also for me to get a better feeling what we can achieve in Denmark, why it would be a good idea to go there, not just be sort of just present, but really with presentations and fostering new ties that we can make things make things better in the printing world. So that can also be used in a bit of discussion, mainly online on the main list, to get a clear idea why it's really good to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And also help to maybe find some funding, or for me even to fund it myself to go there. So let's do that over the coming month, say.
Okay, so yeah, let's plan that in the coming month we will try to have some discussion on printing architecture list about why it would be, what we could do in one or a couple of sessions at during the PWG meeting in August, and why it would be useful for open printing people to attend. I think the Common Printing Dialogue and the topics of cloud printing and mobile printing are certainly cloud printing and mobile printing are high priority topics in the PWG, and in fact high priority topics in Trusted Computing Group, where I co-chair the hard copy working group as well. So I think there's an opportunity for synergy and to talk about not just cross-vendor, but cross-operating system solutions for mobile printing that are more universal. And then the Common Printing Dialogue in the Unix and Linux space becomes even more useful, because it helps to glue together a common printing paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not certain, but I think that Glenn Petrie will be at Open Printing Summit in San Francisco, since he lives there, south of San Francisco. And I think that he is also planning on attending, I will check with Mike Sweet, planning on attending the Denmark meeting in August. And if so, Glenn could certainly help to work schedules and so on and be someone on site there, since I'm real sure I'm not going to have travel money in August. It's presently unclear whether I will have a contract at all in July. We'll see.
Oh.
My contract runs down in
Glenn Petrie at the moment avoids talking to me, but after a bit of a fallout here last year after the open printing conference.
Yeah.
That's what you can see from the menu. So I'm not sure if Glenn is going to be the great facilitator, but let's see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, do we have any other topics to talk about? I got perfectly horrible voice quality on my cell phone here, so I have trouble understanding you guys, and it's not your fault, it's my phone. But do we have any other topics we need to talk about today? Till I will get some kind of minutes out here briefly that state that we've firmed up the agenda, including the joint meetings times.
Yes, I think I think we have completed everything now. Now
okay.
We can look forward for the next 2 weeks, and then we will meet in reality.
Okay, good.
At least most of us.
Well,
and for the other ones, it's the same number, but from Wednesday through Friday, always 9 to 5 San Francisco time.
Right.
And
Pacific
on
time.
Thursday,
right.
In addition, also after 5 San Francisco time for the evening session.
Yes, which is going to be starting at 10 in the evening U.S. Eastern time and ending at 1 in the morning. So we're going to have, I hope, we'll have Glenn there in
Dine
person.
For Japan.
Yeah. But it'll be good times for Japan.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will talk to you all in 2 weeks. I will be reading email and so on and trying to reply quickly, but Tuesday through Wednesday next week is the PWG face-to-face conference, and I am a presenter or a co-presenter at about half of those sessions, so I will be pretty busy those days, and it is in Portland area, so it's U.S. West Coast time, so the meetings will go into the evening East Coast time. Okay. Talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
You then. Bye-bye.